When Mindy Kaling's new HBO show Velma premiered in January, it was met with a wave of backlash from the South Asian community. Many felt that Velma, who in the show is a South Asian teenager, was yet another harmful depiction of supposedly ugly brown women on TV.
I was waiting to shower alone.
Because of your weight?
What? No.
Because of your handsome face?
My face is fine.
Because of your hairy gorilla arm?
No.
The South Asian women in Kaling's projects are frequently depicted as self-hating, embarrassed by their cultural heritage. But did this representation problem really start with Kaling? Writer Sakina Syed unpacks this in a Teen Vogue essay called On Velma, Mindy Kaling and Whether Brown Girls Can Ever Like Ourselves on TV. She spoke with Here and Now producer Kalyani Saxena.
You know, something you wrote in your essay really struck a chord with me about using kitchen scissors on your eyebrows as a way to erase your ethnic features. You know, when I was a kid, I used to draw myself with blonde hair and blue eyes in my drawings. I used to try out different shampoo after different shampoo, you know, hoping it would turn my curly hair straight and thin. It's not an unusual story that I'm telling or that you shared. Is there a real impact to see this representation of brown women on TV, on generations of young brown girls?
Absolutely. There's a huge impact. It might sound like a small thing that, okay, these are some jokes on a TV screen. What does it mean? But it really folds into the larger media landscape and then trickles out into our culture as a whole. You know, if you go on social media right now, something that's very popular are these social media trends of brown women documenting their quote-unquote glow-ups. But the sad part is that all of the things that they've felt the need to change to now be beautiful or desirable are all just things that natural ethnic features that South Asian people are born with. Mm-hmm. All of these things that make thousands and thousands of brown women feel like something about them is fundamentally wrong, they come from portrayals like this.
You know, Mindy Kaling, she's getting a lot of flack for her role in putting this stereotype on TV and in characters like Davy from Never Have I Ever. Do you think that's fair? Did the tradition of depicting South Asian women as self-hating and ugly, like, did it really start with her?
See, this is the part that is a little bit frustrating because, yes, some of the characters that Mindy Kaling has created and platformed, they share these negative stereotypes, and that is a problem. But then what we really need to think about is, where did that come from? Mindy Kaling did not invent representation of South Asian women in Hollywood. In fact, long before Mindy Kaling actually gained the power to be writing or directing, there were thousands and thousands of instances that we can speak to across media where South Asian characters, where brown characters were mocked. They were made the butt of the joke. You have to think about where did some of these ideas even come into Mindy's work from? They come from racism that's been enforced on us that we didn't create for ourselves.
Mm-hmm. I've also seen sort of the other side of the discourse say, well, hey, these characters that we're seeing on TV that don't like themselves, don't like the way they look, that's true to their own experiences. I mean, I know that I've thought about that myself. That growing up, it was something I struggled with, my own self-image, and something I still sometimes continue to struggle with. How do you, I guess, respond to the idea that, well, this is just what the South Asian experience is for a lot of women?
First of all, 100%, I think that it would be unrealistic and childish to say we should only have brown women characters who love ourselves and don't struggle with internalized racism at all. But at some point, replicating these negative stereotypes over and over again, without nuance, without depth, without growth, it's less about telling a personal, authentic story and more just like contributing to a very convenient multi-million-dollar pattern. I don't think that that's really the same thing as, you know, taking the time to grapple with your own experience and tell a valid, messy, or painful story.
You know, we are seeing more positive depictions of South Asian women on TV. Simone Ashley playing Kate Sharma in Bridgerton received widespread praise last year. What do you think it's going to take to have that kind of representation become the norm rather than the exception?
We need more stories. We need to see content that is positive, content that is dark, content that is light. We need, you know, we're, like you mentioned, we've seen a little bit of that and it's been great with Bridgerton. We're recently seeing more new creators and characters gain the limelight. So for example, the Marvel series, Miss Marvel, with a Pakistani American superhero. I don't think that I ever would have imagined seeing a TV series where a brown girl is a Marvel superhero. Those are images that we've never really been allowed to hold in our minds. Like, I don't know if we've ever thought that we would be afforded that same luxury. I think we need to see more of that because otherwise, you know, the same patterns that put us in this position of making these jokes because they've been made towards us, we're just going to be passing that on.
That's Sakina Syed, author of the Teen Vogue essay on Velma, Mindy Kaling, and whether brown girls can ever like ourselves on TV. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. I really enjoyed speaking with you about this.